We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Our treasure chest Thursdays are back, folks. We're here chilling out in the game bar and grill inside the casino. And happy to be joined now on the phone, legendary quarterback Drew Brees in the radio huddle. We got Nola Pickle Fest in action, courtesy of the Drew Brees Foundation going on. Drew, how you been doing, man? Thanks for joining us tonight.
Yeah, it's great to be on. Everything's going great. Excited that we have our third annual Nola Pickle Fest happening right now at the New Orleans Convention Center. We got about 30 ports going right now in the convention center all at once. It's an amateur pickleball tournament that all culminates to a huge event on Saturday where Andre Agassi is coming to town. He and I are going to play doubles against a few of the groups from our championship division in the tournament. And then he and I are actually going to play in a singles match as well around 5 p.m. on Saturday. So huge sponsor event. We've got so many people in town, really from people from all over the country, came down to play in the tournament, but also support our foundation. All the proceeds go to the Brees Dream Foundation and our ongoing efforts in New Orleans building affordable housing, building healthcare facilities in partnership with Ochsner and underserved communities, building veterans housing, among many other things. So we're really excited about this event, all the support we've been getting.
Drew, got to tell you this story. Last year when we were doing it in the convention center, a lady I recognized. I didn't know exactly who she was, but I knew she was a lady that lives on the bayou like I do. And she was like, I had heart surgery 13 months ago, and what got me back in shape was pickleball. I had never played before, but during my rehab, I would see people playing up and learning how to play. So I learned how to play, and I've become so good at it. And to think a bad event like me having a heart attack and having surgery, but it gave me a new life and something else that really got me back in great shape, and that was playing pickleball.
Yeah, it's amazing what the sport's meant to a lot of people. You know, obviously it's a sport that really anybody can pick up. In fact, just in our tournament over the last 3 years, we've had someone as young as 9 years old participate in the tournament and somebody as old as 88 years old participate in the tournament. So it's pretty remarkable just when you think about the range of demographic and age, and obviously people from all over the country as well. So it's something that, you know, is fairly easy to pick up, you know, just pick up a paddle, start playing. I mean, honestly, I could go pick three people off the street right now and we could have a fun, entertaining, you know, kind of social, you know, game back and forth, you know, regardless of your skill set or your athletic background or anything like that. So, yeah, I think it's gotten a lot of people moving over the last, you know, few years that probably haven't maybe moved that much or moved that athletically in a long time. And yeah, so I think it's probably helped a lot of people live a healthier and more active lifestyle. That's for sure.
Drew, I know you're the alpha competitor, but I heard you say you're going to be doing doubles with Andre Agassi, but you also said you're going to be taking him on in a match as well?
Yeah, so it's a combination. So obviously we have some pretty high-level players here. And through the years, you know, we've had professional pickleball players actually come through You know, our first year we had all the members of the Mad Drops Pickleball Club, which is the club that, I'm a part owner in, come out and, we played a huge, you know, pro exhibition, which was a lot of fun with John McEnroe. You know, this year it's like the competition just gets better and better. And so we've got a couple of these 5.0, you know, division players, which is really, really good, that are playing in the tournament. So whoever wins that division is going to play Andre and I, you know, doubles. And then we have some raffle winners that are coming in to play us. We're playing the sponsor championship group, and then he and I are going to play a doubles match. So it's going to be a ton of fun and very, very entertaining. You should see the convention center right now. I know you've seen it in the past, but we've got Center Court, which is beautiful. It's black and gold. It's got huge Breeze Dream Foundation logo, Saints logo in the middle, and then surrounded by Mardi Gras floats. So thanks to Mardi Gras World and Blaine Kern for bringing all these floats in. That's basically our hospitality area, is all these Mardi Gras floats surrounding Center Court, along with, you know, grandstands. So we'll be able to have a couple thousand people in there. It'll be awesome.
Drew, I'll swing this to football now. And the last time you were on with us, you talked about how important experience was to play at the quarterback position. And, you know, we got people that will call in a text and, well, Jaden Daniels did it. Okay, Jaden Daniels is an outlier. Okay, and then that's not going to be another one like that. And C.J. Stroud did it the year before. But it's not like that every year. The experience at playing at quarterback, and you see with the Saints, the little experience Rattler had last year during the season. Tyler comes in as a rookie. Hainer played a little bit also. But the importance of the experience at that quarterback position and understanding what you got to do on every play, okay? It's not just every once in a while. You got to know what to do on every play and the quick processing part of playing quarterback.
Yeah, look, there's a lot of factors that go into it. Certainly experience, I think, is one of the most important ones. And look, yes, Jaden Daniels is the exception to the rule. Typically, guys come in and it takes a few years or, you know, there's early struggles and he seemed to pick it up pretty fast. But let's not forget, he had a ton of college starts, right? Started at Arizona State for a few years, started 2 years at LSU, obviously playing in the highest level of football in the SEC. You know, look at what Bo Nix did last year. Obviously, he was on a great team with a great offensive system and Sean Payton, but here's a guy who had, what, 61 starts in college. So I think I look at Tyler Shuck and I'm like, hey, the guy played – what, you know, 3 years at Tech, 3 years at Oregon, a year at Louisville, played for Jeff Brohm, who was a Purdue head coach. I love his system. I know it puts a lot on the quarterback. He really thrived in that system. So that tells me, man, there's maturity, there's intellect, there's ability to process. And, you know, he's been a guy who's come fought through a lot of adversity, too. And I'm not saying he's going to be the starter. He very well could be. But I'm sure Spencer Rattler would have something to say about that, too. You know, I thought he showed signs of really, like, playmaking ability last year, and obviously as a young guy who, you know, was on an offense with that had a lot of injuries, you know, so you had a lot of guys out at certain times, and you know, still showed those signs of, you know, being able to make plays and lead the offense. And obviously Jake Hainer, you know, has had limited time, but at the same time I think there's just a level of maturity there too, that's unique to a young guy. So we'll see how this whole thing plays out, but bottom line is they're only going to get better with reps. The most important thing they can get is just experience and more and more snaps, especially high-level snaps. But, man, Kellen Moore, I love his style. I love his offense. He's got a ton of offensive staff around him with a ton of experience as well. So, you know, these guys are in good hands.
One of the things, Drew, and I tell this to people all the time because I know they don't like to use the word rebuild. But that's part of the game today, rebuild, retool, whatever you want to use it. But I think the Saints really got it right at head coach with Kellen Moore. Your thoughts early on him. His practices are so precise. He knows exactly what he wants to do. And I'm impressed with him being able to engage the entire room. Some guys can't. You know, they can only engage maybe with the offensive players or just the defensive players. But he has got a good rapport on both sides of the football.
Yeah, look, I always loved him as a player. You know, I can't say I know him that well. You know, we've met a few times, and obviously I've admired his work as a coach from afar. But, you know, I loved him as a player, and I think a lot of who he was as a player is carrying over to who he is as a coach. I mean, he was extremely bright. Always, like, got the most out of, I think, his talent and the guys around him. I mean, I remember watching those games at Boise State. I think he finished his career as the winningest college football quarterback in history, I believe. I think he won, like, 52 games or something like that. And they were beating teams all the time that they probably didn't have any business being on the field with, you know, but they were finding ways, and he was gritty and tough and would just find a way, you know? And so I think he's just brought that style to his coaching. I think, you know, you see, like, you see the smile, you see kind of the mild manner, and yet at the same time, the dude's a competitor, and he's obviously a wizard when it comes to offense and building a system around quarterbacks. He's done it, you know, everywhere he's been, from Dallas to Philly. Obviously, all the success they had last year in Philly with Jalen Hurts. So he's a guy who is going to take the skill set of the cue, and he's going to put him in the best position to succeed. He's going to, you know, set, you know, create a standard by which everybody needs to follow. You know, he's going to, you know, create opportunities for guys at the skill position. And obviously, the hallmark of their game was running the football last year, too. So I know with a guy like Alvin Kamara in the backfield, you know, you feel like you got this versatility that sets you apart.
Drew, the preseason gets into full swing today. We got four straight days of action. So happy to have football back. But what are some of the takeaways when you were playing that you wanted to get out of preseason football?
You know, I always wanted to come out of preseason feeling like we were sharp, we were in rhythm. You know, I think so many teams take the approach now of just, hey, let's just get let's just make sure we're healthy. You know, let's get to the regular season healthy. But man, I always thought there was value. I always thought there was value in getting a certain amount of reps. You know, back when I was playing, it was, hey, the first preseason game, it was one quarter. The second preseason game was two quarters, three quarters in the third one, and then maybe a series or two in the fourth. You know, now it's like, man, you might barely get a series or two in the entire preseason. And obviously they're shortened by a game too. But I mean, I think everybody takes a different approach, but I always felt like I really liked the reps. I liked getting out there feeling like we were getting in a rhythm, and I felt like that carried over to the season. I think the Saints are in a unique spot with their cues because it's not, you know, you're trying to get these guys as many reps as possible. So these joint practices are important. Obviously, every preseason snap is important to get, you know, whoever's going to be the starter ready to go.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Drew, I got to ask you this about a guy you got a chance to play with early in his career, early in your career, to going into Pro Football's Hall of Fame, and Antonio Gates. And I saw the interview with him, and he talked about, you know, that connection you and him had when you were in San Diego, and that he was like, man, I didn't know nothing about football. I could run two routes, but I could run them really good. And he said, you know, it took me this far. But, man, the career, think about, he's the only player to never take a snap in college football, and he's in Pro Football's Hall of Fame today. That's just a remarkable situation to see. Great basketball player, didn't maybe have the skill set to play at the NBA level, but certainly at the collegiate level. But your thoughts on Antonio Gates?
Yeah, honestly, it's absolutely remarkable. And I'll never forget the first day he came in, and we were like, who's this guy? You know, never played college football, kind of plucking him off the basketball court at Kent State. And I just remember our tight end coach at the time just like stood up on the table for him. Was like, I'm telling you, like, this guy's a rare athlete. I remember watching him play in high school when I was a recruiter. I was like, there's just something about him. He's a raw athlete. It's going to take him a while to, you know, figure out the tight end position and put his hand in the dirt and block and all those things. But I'm telling you, just wait and watch this kid. And sure enough, it was like midway through his rookie year, he ended up playing because we had a bunch of injuries and ended up showing those signs of like, wow, playmaking ability, route running. Like he had this suddenness to him in his routes. He had great hands. He would attack the ball like most kind of post basketball players do. You know, they just kind of go get it. And then, you know, you go to 04 and 05, which were the years that I had with him. It was actually crazy because I ended up speaking to the Hall of Fame committee during the offseason about Antonio Gates. And, you know, I went back and I looked at his statistics, and it's like, if you haven't looked at his statistics, you need to go look at his statistics. I mean, it's unbelievable the numbers that he put up in his 16-year career. But I had to reminisce. I go back and I look at 04 and 05, and there's some massive numbers when we were playing together. And it just brought back some really great memories. And obviously had a chance to go to Canton as well to watch him go into the Hall of Fame. And it was kind of like a Charger reunion, see a lot of my old teammates, Phillip Rivers, Ladainian Tomlinson, you know, Merriman, a bunch of other guys, and a bunch of our offensive linemen as well. So it was trip down memory lane. It was fun, but man, it was so well-deserved for a guy like that.
Drew, looking at, you know, you mentioned being at the Hall of Fame, you got Pickle Fest going on right now. What are some other things you've been doing off the field?
Yeah, we've been doing a ton of stuff. I'm heavily involved with youth sports. I'm a partner in a youth sports organization called Pioneer, and also on the flag football side, obviously FNA, but a group called Unrivaled that is continuing to grow flag football around the country, building leagues, building tournaments, you know, working with the national team in order to, you know, get ready for the 2028 Olympics, where flag football is going to be present. And who knows, we might see some NFL guys on that five-on-five flag football USA team. But also a ton of our business interests here in New Orleans. Jimmy John's is going strong. We got another small sliders location opening up in Elmwood here in a few months. Walk-ons is getting ready for the football season. We've got a huge event at Pickle and Pins with a lot of our sponsors and participants in the pickleball event. We're excited about that. We're gonna have a DJ, tons of fun, tons of games. Surge Entertainment is now open over there at 6970 West Veterans. So fun for the whole family. Bowling, laser tag, arcade, sports simulators. We're building a huge multi-level go-kart track that should be open by the holiday season. So we've got a ton of stuff going on in the city, just trying to bring a ton of entertainment, ton of hospitality, something for all the families in New Orleans to be able to enjoy. So we're excited about all those things.
Drew, you brought up with Kellen Moore and his usage of Saquon Barkley last year. Man, behind that offensive line, man, and Saquon, they were really difficult to get off the field. But your thoughts on Alvin Kamara, and having watched him as he hit into the league and seen him throughout it. Bobby and I talk about this all the time. Okay, he looks like he still has a lot of football gas left in the tank. And you might not be able to feed him the football 20 times a game as a runner. But if you could do it 16, 17 and get him the ball four or five times coming out of the backfield, man, that's what you would want from Alvin Kamara. And your thoughts on Alvin as he's reaching the later part of his career?
Yeah, I mean, he's such a special player. And to your point, like, I don't see a slowdown at all. I mean, he's always been obviously extremely athletic, extremely powerful, explosive, but always such a smooth runner, always feet on the ground, never seems to take, like always seems to just have this ability to break tackles. I mean, man, he takes hits, he takes punishment, and yet he kind of keeps getting back up and keeps going. You're always conscious how many hits those guys are taking, especially in such a key position, a guy who's so versatile. I mean, I don't know if there's a more versatile player in the league than Alvin Kamara. His ability to run the ball between the tackles, outside the tackles, in the pass game, down the field as well. I mean, I can think of so many big plays with him down the field catching the football above his head. So, I mean, he's obviously one of the biggest threats, if not the biggest threat on the offense.
Drew, if Hoodads want to check out that matchup between you and Agassi this weekend, what day and what time should they go to the convention center?
Yeah, so Convention Center on Saturday at 5 o'clock is when everything kicks off with Andre Agassi. You can buy tickets at the door. It's only $10. All of the proceeds going to the Breeze Dream Foundation. It's going to be a ton of fun, ton of festivities, We got food trucks in the building, in addition to a bunch of vendor booths and just a lot of energy and a lot of fun. So come out and join us, and hopefully, you know, Agassi and I can put on a show.
Drew, one last question for you, because I'm going to tell you, you and Larry Fitzgerald, y'all can book y'all tickets to go to the Pro Football Hall of Fame next year. You'll be inducted in. But one guy I was really surprised didn't get in year one, and I know you've seen way too much of him, Luke Kuechly. So for people who didn't realize how good Luke Kuechly was, not only physically but mentally, I mean, he knew other people's plays before you could call them, and it was amazing the chess matches you had going up against Kuechly in that Panther defense.
Yeah, he's when people ask me who's the best player you ever played against, I say Luke Kuechly. He was that special a player. He was that dynamic a player. I mean, first off, he made every tackle. Second of all, he got the defense lined up every time. He knew what plays you were running in most cases before, you know, you could get lined up. And so it was totally a chess match back and forth. You had to be so on point when you played against a guy like that. I mean, he was such a difference maker and a game changer for that Panthers defense. And, you know, people say, hey, well, you know, he only played 8 years, but he was the best player in the league for 8 years in a row, you know, and like his contributions, I think, just to the game, to the position, and the way that he was viewed amongst his peers, certainly make him deserving of the Hall of Fame.
Drew, thanks so much for joining us, man. We definitely miss seeing you throwing the rock around.
Yeah, we miss you here, Drew. I guarantee you that.
I miss it too, guys, but I love being a fan of our team. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Drew.
The legendary Drew Brees joining us there. Make sure you check out NOLA Pickle Fest this weekend.
And man, going up against Agassi.
He took on McEnroe. Now he's going against Agassi.
Okay, I don't understand tag teaming with Agassi.
Sure, right.
That part
I
get.
First, he was like, yeah, we're going to be doing doubles. I was like, oh, okay, he's not taking him on. But, yeah, there's going to be that one-on-one matchup. And I can imagine the convention center is going to have a bunch of hoodads there rooting him on.
Yeah, he's going to need more than the rooting on to beat Agassi. Because, man, we were talking about it the last time he was here. And he was like, man, that just caught me. McEnroe caught me, you know. I think he beat him in the doubles tournament, but in the singles, nah.
Yeah,
McEnroe,
so
I got you. I got you, Drew.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.